Today, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld announced that the Army's $11 billion Crusader artillery program is dead.
After a good deal of consideration, I've decided to terminate the Crusader program. This decision is not about any one weapon system, but really about a strategy of warfare, a strategy that drives the choices that we must make about how best to prepare our total forces for the future.
NPR News analyst Daniel Shore says the unusually public debate over the Crusader between Rumsfeld's office and the Army is an ominous sign.
What's alarming about the contest over the Crusader howitzer is the threat that it's posed to constitutional order. The Secretary and Department of Defense were created by President Truman in 1947 to establish a single line of civilian authority over the military bureaucracy and the separate services with their separate procurement wish lists. That did not end behind-the-scenes lobbying with Congress by the services in cahoots with defense contractors, but as far as the Pentagon was concerned, the Secretary's decision executing the will of the President was supposed to be final. Secretary Rumsfeld, promoting a modernization and reform program, had clearly concluded that the 40-ton Crusader cannon, designed for some huge pitched battle with the Red Army, was obsolete in a day of fast-moving Afghanistan-style battles. It could not be readily airlifted. It could not cross many bridges. But the $11 billion Crusader had powerful friends in the Army, in the congressional delegation of Oklahoma, where many of the contracts would go, and in United Defense Industries. That military industrial giant is controlled by the Carlyle Group, whose chairman, former Defense Secretary Frank Carlucci, wields great influence in the administration. And so, behind the administration's back, Crusader's friends plotted to save the big cannon. Army legislative liaison officials supplied talking points in support of the Crusader to congressional committees. Congressional staff people said that Army Secretary Thomas White fielded phone calls from members of Congress. For White, already in trouble over Enron options and personal use of military aircraft, this meant one more controversy. The Army's Inspector General is looking into whether Army officials acted inappropriately in lobbying Congress against their Defense Secretary's decision. Before the completion of the investigation, Secretary Rumsfeld has already absolved White of blame for the actions of his subordinates. White is an insider in the Bush official family, and the President seemed not in the mood to lose a secretary. But this whole episode has struck a blow at the very idea of unified civilian control of the military. This is Daniel Shore.